Well, Peter, to get this, you need just a quick primer on where the money for the Renewable Energy Fund comes from. New Hampshire and basically all of the New England states have laws that have set goals for how much renewable energy utilities need to buy. And if they aren't able to get enough energy at a reasonable price, they're allowed to pay a set amount into the Renewable Energy Fund. And one more layer of complexity here, there are different categories of energy that the state has set individual goals for, and these subcategories were basically ways to support individual technologies like the existing hydropower dams or these small wood-fired power plants that are sprinkled all over the state.
So which of these energy sources were the utilities having a hard time getting their hands on?
So there are these six small wood-fired power plants in New Hampshire that got their own little subcategory under the renewable energy law, but as it happens, they've been finding it to be more lucrative to sell into southern New England, mostly Connecticut. So in 2010, 2011, and 2012, more than half of the money in the Renewable Energy Fund was coming because of the lack of wood-fired renewable energy in the state.
So what changed this year?
Two things. First, lawmakers were worried about the cost to ratepayers of these goals, especially since the idea of that part of the program was to support these wood-fired power plants who were already getting more money by selling to other states. So it seemed silly for New Hampshire ratepayers to be paying for that, and they made it so these goals for the old wood-fired plants are basically optional. And second, Eversource just finished a brand new biomass plant in Berlin last year, the Burgess Biopower Plant, and the energy coming from that has also helped to push down the amount of payments that utilities are making.
So that sounds like good news. Generally, the program is working and there's more renewable energy coming online.
That's definitely one way to look at it. The program is designed to send market signals. If there's not enough renewable energy being built, there will be more money available to incentivize it and vice versa. However, if you're a homeowner thinking of putting solar panels on your roof, all of a sudden the financial calculus is a lot trickier. Because basically the state's saying here, we didn't get very much money into this account, and we can't guarantee to anyone that there will be enough for you to get a rebate. And the average rebate for a solar installation in the state is more than $3,000. For putting in a pellet boiler, it's more than $5,000. So we're talking about big money. It's a big part of how homeowners are convinced to go ahead and make these purchases.
So Sam, all the backdrop to all of this is that the Renewable Energy Fund was a sticking point in the latest budget battle.
Right. So at first, House budget writers were going to take all of the money out of this fund, which they priced at $51 million over 2 years, which just goes to show you how far off the mark when they weren't estimating how much was going to come into it. Given that there was only $4 million into the fund this year, it would have to have been a blockbuster year in 2016 to make up that gap. So in the end, Senate lawmakers wound up proposing taking $1.5 million a year from the fund, which they want to funnel into Homeland Security. And when there was more than $17 million last year, that seemed like a drop in the bucket. But now it's going to be more than a third of the incentive money available, and it really makes the raid seem like a much bigger number in comparison.
NHPR's environment reporter Sam Evans-Brown, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.